हेलो।
काली, आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम एसपी वेल्थ। कैन आई टॉक टू यू फॉर 2 मिनट्स प्लीज?
यस यू कैन टॉक, टेल मी।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम सर। वुड यू लाइक टू नो अबाउट फिक्स्ड इनकम AIF विद टारगेटेड रिटर्न्स ऑफ अबाउट 18 to 21%?
व्हाट इज दैट?
अ फिक्स्ड इनकम ऑल्टरनेटिव इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड और AIF इज अ टाइप ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट व्हीकल दैट पूल्स मनी फ्रॉम वेरियस इन्वेस्टर्स टू इन्वेस्ट इन डेट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स। It's essentially a way to lend to companies and earn interest, but with potentially higher returns than traditional fixed deposits or debt mutual funds. We're
So
currently
how is it
offering a
different from FDs?
FDs offer guaranteed returns, but the yields are generally lower. Debt mutual funds are more transparent and regulated, but they also come with some interest rate and credit risks. Fixed income AIFs, on the other hand, aim for higher returns by investing in less liquid, structured, or credit-enhanced deals. They're closed-ended, which means you invest for a fixed period, and they often invest in opportunities that aren't available to mutual funds. Does that
What
make
kind of
sense?
returns can I expect?
Most fixed income AIFs target pre-tax IRs between 10% to 14%, depending on the risk, duration, and credit strategy. These returns are not fixed or guaranteed, but many AIFs have structured deals with predictable cash flows, making the returns more stable than equity-oriented AIFs. In our case, we're looking at targeted returns of around 18 to 21% annually. Would you like to know more about how this works?
So are these returns fixed or kind of market linked?
The returns are not fixed or guaranteed, but they're also not directly market linked like equity investments. Many of the deals we structure have predictable cash flows, such as non-convertible debentures, lease rental discounting, or senior secured loans, which makes the returns more stable and predictable.
And how long is
So,
my money locked in?
fixed income are closed-ended, which means you invest for a fixed period of time. Typically, the investment is locked in for 6 years. You don't
And
have to
what
pay
are the
the
key
interest.
risks in the fixed income AIFs?
The key risks in fixed income AIFs include credit risk, which is the possibility of the borrower defaulting on their payments. There's also liquidity risk, as these investments are illiquid and can't be redeemed early. Additionally, there's concentration risk, as the portfolio may have fewer issuers compared to mutual funds, and regulatory risk, as the oversight is limited compared to mutual funds. But we take careful
And what
measures
about
to
the taxation? Like, how is it taxed?
The income from fixed income AIFs is taxed at your individual slab rate, as they are passed through for tax. So the interest income is taxed just like any other interest income you might have. And if there are any capital gains, they're typically taxed as short-term capital gains, since the underlying assets are usually debt instruments. Do you have any other questions, sir?
Who actually regulates the fixed income AIFs?
SEBI regulates AIFs under its AIF regulations, 2012. Category 2 IFs, like the ones we're discussing, are subject to regular reporting, audited financials, and
Then who
valuation.
Manages these AIFs, sir?
The AIF is managed by SP Wealth, a registered AIF manager with a defined investment strategy and team. We're supported by trustees, auditors, and third-party custodians to ensure everything runs smoothly and transparently.
So what is the minimum investment?
As per SEBI norms, the minimum investment in our fixed income AIF is Rs 1 crore. However, you don't need to pay the entire amount upfront. The investment is typically spread over 6 to 9 months in 3-4 tranches.
So can
Do
I
you
redeem
have
it
any?
early or exit in the midway?
No, sir. AIFs are illiquid and closed-ended, which means there's no redemption facility or active secondary market. You should be prepared to stay invested until maturity, which is typically 6 years. Now, I'd like to send you a quick one-pager on email and then schedule a visit to walk you through the strategy, risks, and suitability. Can you please confirm
Sure.
your email address with me? I have it as rohit.hg@halu.com. Is that correct?
No, you can take rohitshetty884@gmail.com.
I'll make sure to update it. So, your email address is rohitshetty84@gmail.com, right? I'll send you the one.
rohitshetty884@gmail.com.
So your email address is rohitshetty884@gmail.com. I'll send you the one pager to this email address. I can send you a quick one pager on mail and then schedule a visit to walk you through the strategy, risks, and suitability. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay.